recently I was tooling down the expressway and I noticed three separate billboards advertising TV shows involving judges. There's Judge Judy, there was Judge Mathis, and Judge Hatchett. And, you know, these are just three of many more shows involving judges and judgment on popular television. Also notice so many of the reality shows involve judgment. The first great reality show, Survivor, culminates with the tribe gathering and then voting somebody off the show. It's a great act of judgment. Think of Dancing with the Stars, which is all about these people being rather ruthlessly judged by three judges. And, of course, the most popular TV show of the last 10 years, American Idol, features one of the most notorious judges in modern times, Simon Cowell, who kind of fascinates us with his harsh judgment. Look, too, at some of the daytime TV talk shows. Jerry Springer, some poor soul, comes out, is presented to the crowd, who then rather ruthlessly judges him or her with their catcalls and all their hooting and hollering. Or in a more, somewhat more refined setting, Dr. Phil usually brings a couple forward. He hears their life story, and then he pretty ruthlessly judges them at the end of the show. And typically, tears of regret ensue. It just fascinates me that we are, as a culture, just captivated by judges and judgment. But here's the curious thing. This exists alongside of, I think, an equally great cultural stress on non-judgment. We pride ourselves on being a very tolerant society. We don't like judgmental people. The worst thing you can do for many people in our culture is to make someone else feel bad about himself or herself. To lower someone's self-esteem is about the worst thing you can do. I think of a song that came out only 5 years ago now by Christina Aguilera. I am beautiful in every single way. And your words can't get me down. Well, there's the self-esteem culture on full display. Now, for the self-esteem culture, who's the major culprit? It's got to be the Catholic Church. It's always being criticized as harsh and strict and judgmental, especially in regard to people's sexual lives. And look, behind the Catholic Church, the great culprit is God, who's seen as this very harsh and demanding judge. Read the New Atheists, if you doubt me on this. The New Atheists are always complaining about this overbearing, domineering, judgmental God of the Bible. Christopher Hitchens, probably the most prominent of the New Atheists, has said that believing in this judgmental God is like living in a permanent spiritual North Korea. So here's what I find really fascinating. These two strains are side by side in the culture. We're fascinated with judgment, and we're very uneasy with judgment at the same time. How do I read them together? How do we make sense of both Simon Cowell and Christina Aguilera? How do you read those two figures together? Well, a principle I've talked about before, and I believe is a very important one, is authentic religious values, when they're repressed, don't go away. They tend to come up in somewhat disguised or distorted form. That's the principle. I'll say it again. When authentic religious values are repressed, they don't just disappear. They tend to come up in somewhat disguised or distorted form. What do you see now in all these judges, in our obsession with judgment? You see a very keen sense that we still know that authentic judgment is a good thing. Authentic judgment is indispensable to the health of the individual and the health of the society. Now, what do I mean by judgment? I mean this. A truth-telling that's honest, clear, and direct, that sheds light on things in such a way that good and evil appear as what they really are. That's judgment. That's what a good judge does. He or she tells the truth and thereby sheds light so as to allow both the good and the bad to appear in their proper form. Now go back to someone like Simon Cowell. Why are we fascinated with him? Why has he been a major cultural player for the past 10 years? Because he's good with the one-liners. Sure, that's part of it. But you know, there are a lot of people who go with one-liners. I think what it is, more often than not, he's telling the truth and we know it. Simon Cowell tells a lot of terrible singers that they're terrible. He's bluntly honest with them. not trying to spare their feelings. He's not trying to increase their self-esteem. He's telling them the truth. And we know deep down this is good for them. Some poor kid who's under the delusion that he's a good singer when he's not is not going to be helped by someone lying to him. He'll be helped by someone who tells him the truth. Or think of Judge Judy, whom I mentioned. Judge Judy is also, like Simon, a blunt truth teller. When she hears someone's story that she finds incredible, she'll typically say, "It doesn't make any sense. It's probably a lie." Well, I mean, for the self-esteem culture, that's pretty harsh stuff to be told. But we also know she's usually right in her judgments, and her judgments in the long run are helpful. Now, at the risk of sounding slightly blasphemous, I think Simon Cowell and Judge Judy can tell us a lot about God, the judge. It is true in the Bible that God is presented consistently as a judge. It doesn't mean God is vindictive or hateful. It doesn't mean that God is trying to put us down. It means God is a truth teller. God sheds his light on things in such a way that the good and the evil appear for what they are. God is the truth itself. That's why whenever he's involved with us, it involves truth telling, the shedding of light. And this is a finally liberating move. We shouldn't be afraid of the God of judgment. We should allow God's judging light to let us know the truth about ourselves, and that is finally liberating. So perhaps we ought to consider these judges that we love to watch on TV as minor icons of the heavenly judge in whose light we ought to live.